we remember. We had touched on this just a bit ago. You didn't miss anything because we have all the details on the death of Norm Macdonald, comedian, actor, writer, and Saturday Night Live, has died after a quiet battle with cancer. He was just 61. His contribution to the world of comedy, certainly deep and wide. And our WJR senior news analyst, as advertised, Marie Osborne, has more on Norm Macdonald. Marie?
And Paul, Norm Macdonald was known for his deadpan, often controversial comedy. Punchlines, they were always delivered with a little smirk.
Real estate mogul Donald Trump announced this week that after 3.5 years of marriage, he is seeking a divorce from wife Marla Maples. According to Trump, Maples violated part of their marriage agreement when she decided to turn 30.
Dozens of comedians, including Seth Rogen, Jon Stewart, Jim Gaffigan, paying tribute to Macdonald, saying things like, one of the greatest comedians to have ever lived. That's what they were saying on social media. The comedian got his start in showbiz as a writer on The Roseanne Show in 1992. And after making rounds at comedy clubs in Canada, he joined the cast of Saturday Night Live in 1993. The following year, he began that stint as the Weekend Update anchor, and he kept that job until early 1998.
Oprah Winfrey's longtime boyfriend, Stedman Graham, has written a new book called You Can Make It Happen. A 9-step plan for success. Step number one, become Oprah Winfrey's boyfriend.
Macdonald anchored Weekend Update during the O.J. Simpson trial, where he delivered one of his most memorable jokes at the top of the episode following Simpson's acquittal, saying, well, it's finally official. Murder is legal in the state of California. His jokes pointed squarely at Simpson did not stop. Show officials took Macdonald off the update desk, saying the change was due to poor ratings. But a lot of people thought it was Macdonald's unrelenting criticism of Simpson that cost him his job. Macdonald was known for his dry humor, his non sequiturs, his impressions of Burt Reynolds, David Letterman, Larry King, Quentin Tarantino, and many more during his stint on Saturday Night Live. Macdonald went on to star in a number of other TV shows after that. He continued his stand-up career around the country, by the way. And Paul W. Macdonald privately battled cancer for almost a decade, again, dead at the age of 61, Norm Macdonald.
Yeah, he was very proud of his comedy work, never wanted the diagnosis to affect the way the audience or even any of his loved ones saw him. I must tell you, honestly, and I try to speak honestly, I'm a bit surprised. You listed a number of comedians. I'm a bit surprised to hear how many comedians think how great he was. I mean, like, I'm hearing all-time greatest and things like that, and I honestly never thought of him that way. I thought he was great. I thought he did a great job. I had no idea the respect he had garnered within his own industry.
I think a lot of that had to do with the fact that he was a writer, as he started with Roseanne's show in 1992. And a lot of the comedians who do their own work, do their own writing, and then write for others are often very highly respected, I understand, in the comedy world.
Yeah, I just, Jim Gaffigan, who I think is very funny.
Very funny.
Says we lost a legend.
Yes.
Norm was punishingly funny. A unique special point of view and completely organic. Rest in peace, Norm Macdonald. Others like Conan, you quoted, absolutely devastated. I mean, the list goes on. And the impact that Norm Macdonald had on these fellow comedians is really something. And he was, I guess we'd have to say, controversial for his time, which made him, frankly, ahead of his time.
Yeah.
Because there isn't anything that he said at the time that wouldn't stand up today as just being taken as regular comedy. He certainly wouldn't have, that I recall in the times that I saw him, do something that would get him pulled off the air today, as it appeared he was pulled off the air then.
Right. Well, I think, reading further about his stint on the news desk on Saturday Night Live on the update desk, he kept making these jokes about O.J. Simpson, and he was unrelenting about this. And apparently one of the show producers was a good friend of O.J. Simpson's and did not like that. And so that's the behind-the-scenes story, that may have been why he was removed from the anchor desk. And he wouldn't stop. I mean, and, you know, comedians, they believe in telling it like it is, their point of view. And so he kept at it, and that ultimately cost him his job there. But he was his delivery, too, was so unique, and so many people just really, really loved that.
You know, you saw this, a 1998 interview on David Letterman's show. Norm Macdonald talked about one of the network heads, Olmeyer, who told him the reason of the changes and all of that. He says, "You're not funny." Adding, he also thinks that O.J. is innocent. Years later, Norm told the New York Times he thought the, quote, experimental nature of his material, not the Simpson connection per se, was why Olmeyer soured on him. Fascinating. He was funny, that's for sure. I just am surprised to see the terms in which he's been remembered.
Glowing.
Yeah, they're glowing, and that's great.
Yeah, very much so.
Even Senator Bob Dole paid tribute by tweeting a picture of he and Macdonald in character as Bob Dole. And he did do some wonderful characters.
Burt Reynolds was just hands down. The Burt Reynolds episode where he played Burt Reynolds and they did
big
Celebrity
hat.
Jeopardy.
He had a big hat.
Awesome. Awesome.
He did a lot of things that were very funny, that's for sure. Norm Macdonald, a comedian, Saturday Night Live alum, writer. He was in a couple of movies, The People versus Larry Flint, Dr. Doolittle 2, Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo. I mean, he had a lot of stuff that he was doing. And one of the things he was doing that most of us did not know about was fighting cancer for the last several years. And that battle has not ended with Norm passing at the age of 61.